Hey, what's going on, everybody? AJ here. I am here to break down the main event between Gilbert Burns and Tyron Woodley taking place this Saturday at the UFC's Apex Stadium in Las Vegas, Nevada. This fight will be taking place at 170 pounds at welterweight, and it's an exciting matchup. Both gentlemen are highly ranked in the division, have proven themselves time and time again. Gilbert Burns is on an impressive winning streak here and finally gets a main event spot after impressive wins over Olivier Aubin-Mercier, Mike Davis, a move up to welterweight, which started with Alexei Kunchenko, Gunnar Nelson, and Damian Maia, most impressively, getting a finish there early on, and has certainly earned this spot. Gilbert Burns has, similar to Angela Hill last week, has stepped up in short notice when people needed him, and he's really performed up to the task at hand and exceeded expectations in a lot of spots. So certainly Gilbert has earned this spot here. I'm really happy for him. He is now a top 10 fighter in this very good welterweight weight class. And Tyron Woodley is the former champion, was a reigning champion there, had title defenses against Stephen Thompson, Damian Maia, Darren Till, and then most recently is coming off a loss to Kamaru Usman in March 2019. We have not seen Woodley since then. Woodley has in the meantime, you know, been scheduled for a bout against Robbie Lawler in June of last year, but unfortunately Woodley broke his hand. And this is his first booking here since the last time we saw him there against Usman. So right out of the gate, I think this is just an awesome booking for the UFC because there's some implications here. With a win on either side could mean a lot in terms of like a case for a title shot for either guy here, I think. We've obviously got some really, you know, top-heavy fighters in this division, like very, very strong contenders. Jorge Masvidal, the champion, Kamaru Usman, who's not a contender, but again, just a great fighter that's the champion. Colby Covington, Leon Edwards, like welterweight. I mean, I feel like I say it for a lot of the weight classes in the UFC, but welterweight really has an abundance of talent. They really do, even with Darren Till moving up to middleweight here. So really like this booking, and just some stuff to throw out. Gilbert Burns does train with Kamaru Usman at Hard Knocks 365. And that game plan that Kamaru and his team were able to deploy against Tyron Woodley was extremely, extremely intelligent, because you were able to hinder Woodley's cardio and his power by clinching up with him excessively, working the body, you know, mitigating as much as you can those exchanges out in open space where Woodley is most dangerous. And that was a perfectly executed game plan by Kamaru Usman, and he put on a very, very impressive performance to get the title. Now, this matchup, even though they train with each other, this matchup is completely different here, because while I think Burns is very talented, I don't think he is capable of doing to Tyron Woodley what Kamaru Usman did. I think Usman's a more physical fighter than Burns, and has also just shown it time and time again to really employ that strategy in previous fights, whereas Burns doesn't really employ that. Burns likes to keep open space, close distance when he can, to land a big shot, you know, perhaps a check left hook, which is very good, very fast and powerful, which he used to hurt Maia most recently, also hurt to use Olivier Aubin-Mercier, do damage with his boxing, he's got some fast hands, or enter and go in for a takedown here. Burns has improved wrestling ability. I've noticed that there's better improvements with his chain wrestling. I really like the fact that Burns is showing in more recent fights to have more urgency to get the fight to the ground. You know, obviously in some of these matchups it wasn't as compelling to employ that strategy, like against Gunnar Nelson and Damian Maia, who are also excellent on the ground. But you know, in some of these other fights, like against Mike Davis, you know, Alexei Kinchenko, these guys that are good technical strikers, it made the most sense there to really take the fight to the ground, and that's what he did, and it's part of the reason why he won. But I struggle to see Burns having success wrestling here. Not only is he the fighter that used to fight at 155 pounds, now moving up to welterweight, Woodley will have a size advantage. Woodley cannot make 155 pounds. Woodley is a very strong dude, got very little body fat on him. There's no way Woodley can make 155 pounds. So Woodley will have a size and strength advantage over Gilbert Burns, who I think is more natural. I think, you know, 170 is the better weight class for him. But that said, I got to favor the size and strength of Woodley. And Woodley also has excellent takedown defense, north of 90%. He comes from an NCAA Division I background. I would be surprised to see Burns take down Woodley. I don't really see that as a compelling element. You know, Burns does have the superior BJJ pedigree, but Woodley is still a black belt. And again, I still do think that Woodley's takedown defense will be strong enough to keep the fight standing. So that alone means that Woodley should be able to control the wrestling, though I don't really expect him to land takedowns of his own. partly due to the fact that he just doesn't really have much urgency to go for takedowns, you know, even in a fight against Stephen Thompson, who's an excellent technical striker. Took him down once in each bout, but again, just Woodley's not the type of guy that, you know, similar to like a Yoel Romero, he's got a very strong wrestling background, but he doesn't really utilize his wrestling offensively in fights. You know, he uses it some, you know, he'll mix in a couple takedowns depending on which fight you look at, but for the most part, he's not a guy that goes out there, attempts several takedowns over the course of 15, 25 minutes like a Colby Covington and a Kamaru Usman do. He most likely wants to keep the fight standing in the vast majority of his fights where he's very fast, he's athletic, and he's very, very powerful. And those advantages that he has are so pronounced because even in matchups like against Stephen Thompson, he was the inferior technical striker there. You know, Thompson, and it's not, again, Thompson's got a well-educated striking experience, but Woodley was able to overcome that and win the second fight. The first fight was a draw due to his speed, athleticism, and power. Woodley is very, very explosive, and he's got some big pop in his hands, and he's got that one-punch knockout-type power, and that is what I think will be a threat here to Burns, who doesn't have like bad durability by any means, but Burns has been hurt in fights before. You know, not only the fight against Dan Hooker where he was finished, but he's also been hurt like against Rashid Magomedov. And again, Burns has this kind of tendency to where if you're kind of walking towards him and you're being aggressive, like I could see Woodley doing in one of his like bursts, he kind of just has this tendency to cover up and not have the like best footwork. So I could see in one of those exchanges, Woodley really taking advantage there, really blitzing Burns and hurting him with a big shot. Again, now that's not the most likely thing that I think is going to happen here, but another thing Woodley could threaten Burns with nonetheless. Now, in terms of the striking, they're kind of similar fighters in that basically what I said about Woodley in terms of the speed, the power, the athleticism, that's kind of how Burns, you know, has a lot of success in the striking exchanges too. You know, he's not an elite technical striker. You know, yeah, he's improving there, but he doesn't go out there and just outpoint guys over the course of three rounds, you know, however long these fights take. He either threatens them with his power or, again, falls back to the BJJ pedigree that he has, which he's able to use in these matchups where guys just aren't as good as him on the ground. You know, there's even been fights where, you know, he's won on paper convincingly, but because there was some striking exchanges there that got a little bit hairy, like against Dan Moret, he gave his opponents a better chance than they otherwise would if they didn't take the fight to the ground. So pretty much why that's relevant here is because, again, this fight should stay standing. Burns, this should be a fight where it's standing because Burns would be the party, I think, more likely to attempt takedowns, and Woodley's very strong takedown defense and size advantage should be able to negate that and keep the fight standing. And when we have the fight standing, again, they're both fast, they're both powerful, they're both athletic. I do see the improvements in Burns, and I know that he's riding on a lot of momentum here. And then Woodley, again, I am concerned about not necessarily the hand injury. I mean, that's not like an ideal circumstance, but you know, we haven't seen him since March 2019. And again, Burns has been very, very active. But that said, I'm going to favor Woodley here. He's fought the better level of opposition. I think he is the more powerful striker. Again, I don't think either guy is like as good of a technical striker as, say, like a Jorge Masvidal or a Stephen Thompson or anybody like that. But again, when we're combining the fact that they're both relatively similar in terms of technique, but we have Woodley here who has proven to be powerful, athletic, and fast amongst the elite competition of this weight class. Whereas Burns, yeah, he's shown that some. Again, that win over Damian Maia is very, very impressive. But Woodley has proven it more, and Woodley has proven to do it consistently in five-round fights. Again, this is Burns' first five-round main event. And that's also the other thing, too, why I think that this fight could be competitive if it goes five rounds, because neither guy has great cardio. In fact, both guys slow down. You know, Burns slows down on a lot of his fights. And I know some of them he takes on short notice, like against Alexei Kunchenko and Gunnar Nelson. He got tired in round three of both fights. But that said, his cardio still could be much improved. I do think that there's reason to be optimistic here that it gets better because he will be preparing for a five-round fight, but I'd like to see it more, right? I mean, he hasn't been in this circumstance, and based off what I've seen on tape is that I do think that Burns' cardio could be much improved. I don't think Woodley has great cardio by any means. He's a guy that likes to conserve his cardio and explode on you, similar to like a Yoel Romero type. But that said, I have to favor Woodley in terms of the cardio because he has been five rounds more frequently, because he has been in these headlining scenarios more frequently. So in terms of a pure pick, I'm going to pick Woodley because in a fight that should say standing, I'm going to favor Woodley, who again, has the size and strength advantage. They're both fast, athletic, and powerful. But I'm going to pick Woodley because he has shown that those elements in his game are compelling, even against higher level of opposition. Whereas Burns, yeah, he's fought some good fighters along the way, but you know, Tyron Woodley's fighting the likes of Darren Till, Stephen Thompson, like very good technical strikers here, and proving it time and time again that he is a threat. So in terms of a pick, I'm going to pick Woodley. I would not be surprised if Burns made this competitive, because on a round-to-round basis, I do think the output will be relatively competitive. But I'm going to pick Woodley here. I think he's going to get it done inside the distance, and should be a fun fight here for as long as it lasts. So that's the main event breakdown, guys. Again, that's Woodley Burns. Pick Woodley inside the distance. I'm going to pick round three. Hope you guys enjoy this breakdown. Thank you so much for tuning in. And again, if you'd like to tail my picks, tail my bets, I have bets posted for this card. Just please feel free to reach out on social media at AJMMABetting. Instagram, I could be found on the same handle, at AJMMABetting. Looking forward to this event, guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And let's enjoy this card on Saturday. Thanks, guys. Bye.